stuff, frankly, the thing that's largely, to me, the most you're throwing out there and does is the question of the economic infrastructure. What is going to be, you've got a submarine, what is going to be pretty still there? My own impression is that we have done the edge that we know.
Yeah, about the
soft side of the war, the part that I was involved in, your battles around fire bases and all that stuff. But as General Abrams kept so vividly pointing out, was this other part of recreating and helping the deputies recreate their society and assure the security of their people to really matter.
And there, there's been enormous progress, but there's still enormous problems because, well, any free country, so-called free country in the world, in a hell of a time. You don't even have to go below the equator, Italy. What a disaster area that is from a political standpoint, potentially. And all over in that southern part of the world, it's very hard to find one. Name one that has a, let's name one country in the southern part of the below the equator, one country below the equator that has 43 democratic governments in our standards, and that is not a country. Well, the Philippines, what a can of words that is. That's ours. None of the others, and in India, of course, that's how that meets our standards, but what a hell of a problem. Of course, nobody can run India. I think we have to be fair about that. And all the rest, Thailand is a limited, it's an oligarchy, a limited monarchy. Of course, Taiwan is an oligarchy. Indonesia is a dictatorship, a little oligarchy. As far as the other countries are concerned, Malaysia, well, Singapore, maybe that one. That river looks pretty good. Malaysia, Tunku is gone. The Americas, good God, Africa. You know, after all the talk, I was in Ghana, I remember, in 19. I was there one day, you know, with Trayvon's and I talked to her. It's one that they have had some British foreign service on the great tradition. Archibald was a student governor. But it's the, but what I was simply suggesting is that those like yourself that have worked in the, out in the vineyards, or at the province level, and finally at the national level, if this comes off, it'll be the most great attachment of American colonialization in reverse. It's a fracture on the wall. One of the reasons they first don't let us succeed where they fail. But beyond that, they just can't manage, for they have a terribly superior attitude for these little people. Well, I think they're pretty damn good people. You know, if you compare them with the other people and their neighbors, the Chinese, they've got a hell of a lot more involved than any of the other people in that part of the world. Don't you agree?
Yes, sir. I think they're going to succeed. One of the things that was very interesting in the 2 years...
You think they are going to succeed?
No. One of the ways you see, I felt that there were these novice students there, these colonels that could be kind of around in kind of groups, and they sort of were, when I first got out there, they were preoccupied actually with defending their turf. But in the course of those 2 years, their attitudes became intensely political, and they were walking around shaking hands with people that
ambassadorship.